Nashville continues to be a premier destination, and Nashville Super Speedway is excited to host our NASCAR weekend and welcome everybody into Middle Tennessee.
720 WGN high atop Chicago in the Skyline Studio. Not many places you'd want to be besides Chicago in the summertime, unless, of course, it's a cicada apocalypse, which it is. One of those places is a destination for so many folks from the Midwest and around the world these days, and more for motorsports. They call it Music City, and bringing both the stars and music in some of the best races for NASCAR and IndyCar is Nashville Super Speedway. On the line, we've got GM Matt Greachy. Matt, welcome back to WGN.
Dan, thanks for having me today. We're great NASCAR triple header weekend, and super excited to jump on with you.
Seriously, Nashville is the place to be. Like, so much happens there. I mean, the music, the celebrations in Nashville is the NASCAR awards, and I think they had the NHL draft there, plus all of the concerts, and more people are moving there too. So it is a mecca for sure, and you guys are a big part of that with all of the racing. You mentioned the NASCAR weekend.
We are from our NASCAR triple header weekend, and Nashville continues to be a premier destination, and Nashville Super Speedway is excited to host our NASCAR weekend and welcome everybody into Middle Tennessee.
You know, it's one of those things. Each one of the tracks here, of course, Chicago Street Race, they take on, or Talladega. Anytime anyone says NASCAR is getting away from its roots, nope, it's right there in Talladega. So they take on sort of the vibe and the feel of the fans and the community. Share the unique connection there with music. Like, Nashville and NASCAR, certainly fan bases love both, but the artists too. So you guys usually incorporate the artists. I know they're going to be on site, tons of them in the audience, but what are you doing? I've heard Hardy's going to be involved. Talk about the artists.
Yeah, we love, combining in the music into our NASCAR scene, and being here in Nashville gives us that opportunity, and in the fan zone with our Echo Park Speedway Experience stage, which is going to be open all weekend, June 28th through the 30th. We'll be programming that out with music, live music throughout the days, as well as driver appearances. And as you mentioned, we've got Hardy that's going to join us on Sunday for the Ally 400. He's going to be our Grand Marshal, so he's going to give the command to get all the drivers to start their engines, and Tim Duggar is going to be performing our pre-race concert minutes before the green flag, and we're excited to host everybody.
You know, everybody is going to be there, and certainly kids. So NASCAR, it always has great options to sort of grow that next generation of race fans, great options for kids to experience the racing and all the fun around the race. Talk a little bit about that during the weekend, any kind of deals on tickets or experiences for that family side?
Yeah, NASCAR and Speedway Motorsports, we pride ourselves on being fans first and families first. I think the pillar of that is definitely our kids 12 and under offerings, which for our Rackley Roofing 200 Craftsman Truck Series race on Friday, June 28th, and our Tennessee Lottery 250 Xfinity Series race on June 29th, children 12 and under are free. So free with an adult purchase, and then children's tickets 12 and under for the Ally 400 on Sunday start at $10. So great opportunity, entry level in for families to come experience it, whether you're a first-time fan or a long-time fan. We've got great family-friendly options. NationalSuperSpeedway.com, we've got all your options.
Yeah, we'll have links up at WGNRadio.com for all that as well. And have, and of course, we'll mention it a bunch of times for people getting down there to Nashville. But I wanted to, before we let you go, you know, so much racing in Music City, bringing it together again in September with IndyCar for the Big Machine Music City Grand Prix. Our buddy Scott Borchetta, he's obviously a blockbuster music guy, but he's an authentic race guy as well. When it comes to IndyCar for WGN, you know, we were the first radio station to ever broadcast the Indy 500. I do the live pre-race show for it. I mean, I love the street courses, but racing on ovals for IndyCar, it's hard to beat. There's a lot of excitement for this one.
There is. I think if Scott has a second passion behind music, it's definitely motorsports. And for him to come out here with the Big Machine Music City Grand Prix in September for the NTT IndyCar Series Championship, seeing IndyCars go 200 miles an hour on this mile and a third concrete surface, battling for the checkered flag, but also the championship that weekend, September 15th, all the action is going to be here at Nashville Super Speedway.
Yeah, we'll have links up for that as well. And Matt, just promise we can check in with you again before that race as well and give more of an update, whether the entertainment, the tickets, you know, all the things that are going to happen before that big IndyCar race as well. We'll get ready. We'll let you get back to it on the NASCAR side. And again, we'll have links up. And for people who want to get information on, you know, tickets, race time, all that stuff to get in on all the action, where can they go?
NashvilleSuperspeedway.com or give us a call at 1-866-RACETICKS and follow us along on all our socials.
Matt Creechy, thanks so much for everything you're doing. I mean, there's a lot of pressure on you, right? Because the entertainment bar is very high there in Nashville, and you guys are doing a great job with it. So appreciate all you do, and thanks for jumping on the show today.
Thanks a lot for having me on. I appreciate it.